not used to this. A microphone I can't hear. Right. I tested this last night at Milton Keynes. It worked there, so hopefully it'll work here. And no shouting cobblers. Private joke. You did last week. Okay, my name's Andy Neil. I'm a geography teacher. And last year I discovered solo. You can't hear me. No, the mic. Hey? No, the mic's for this. It's not for that.
The mic's going out to the internet.
The mic goes to the internet, not to you. If you can't hear me, wave at me. Oh, sorry. Right. I'm Andy. I teach geography, and I found out something called solo. And I went to... Where's Joe? I went to Joe's talk today. Joe was there thinking he had beginners, and I sort of kept quiet. Right, okay. This is what I've done in the last 9 months. I got an iPad that doesn't connect. Welcome to the iPad world. Did you want to see the presentation? No, you didn't want to see the presentation. Oh, forget that. Let's just talk to you. The internet can't tell. Right. I started last May using Solo. I heard about it on Twitter, read about it, didn't read all the books. I admitted some of that today. And then I started playing with it. And I did sort of lessons, and I learned about Nicki Minaj. If you don't know who Nicki Minaj is, I can't tell you very much. I'm only multi-structural. I also found out a cannibal in Florida. That was another good one. And then in June, a friend of mine who I know from a couple of years back, John Sayers, and some other geographers decided we'd have a chat online about it. The only problem was Emma lives in Abu Dhabi and Amy lives in Australia. So we had an international chat. Where's Karen from science? Because they copied us. They didn't like the fact that geography got in first. Anyway, we started trialing ideas in class. No, I've lost the slideshow altogether now. This is just typical. Must be a teach meet. Things are going wrong. Okay, then I started doing things with hexagons. And I stuck them on my board and I told kids how to structure answers for assessments that we were doing. And they found it quite easy and they liked it. And then we had, no, it's just going completely wrong. I love technology. It's great. Just read my t-shirt while I'm doing this, right? No, I'll keep going. Right, anyway.
I will find it eventually.
I will find it eventually, there. Helen's convinced she'll find it. Right, I did some stuff about diagrams and how to do their assessments. We normally put their assessment mark scheme up on the whiteboard when they're doing the assessment. They said, sir, can we have the hexagons? So we had the hexagons and the mark scheme. So it was some sort of success. Right, Helen's going to hold it, so apparently it's going to work. We'll wait and see. No, it's not. Doesn't like me. Yeah. Hey! After half term, I decided to go and put it into all my classes, or 9 geography classes, and I gave them little bits of paper every lesson, and we found out if they'd made progress. And most of the time they did, but not always. But it was sort of short term, yes, you can make progress in the lesson, Mr. What's that letter? Comes between N and P. Then I went on to do something else. I started using my interactive whiteboard, and I'd draw a graph at the start of my lessons, and we measure what their knowledge was like at the start of the lesson and what's it like at the end. And we also did it for the unit to try and measure progression and see where they were. And we did various things. And a couple of weeks in, I thought I'd ask them a question like, have you actually made progress? They were being fairly honest, so let's see what they said. 90% of my children said, yes, we've made progress. And they had, which was the nice bit. Solo was different amounts of popularity. Year 9 were very cynical, year 7 loved it, year 8 were in between. I'm going to be repeating that in about 3 weeks. Might be before Teach Me Essex, might not, but there will be another set of data to see how that's going. Self and peer assessment. Earlier in Joe's session I was showing how I use self-assessment and peer assessment. The children draw the solo symbols. They're very good at giving each other feed forward. They're giving each other advice on how to move to the next stage. It's now the language in all my classrooms. Right, this has changed since I saw people earlier. On Saturday the 13th of April, we're going to outdo the geography solo chat. We're going to have a solo global chat. It's now going to be 11 a.m. in the UK, but keep listening because that's the tweet from Australia as we went to McDonald's on Oxford Street earlier. The plan is so far, we have some people from the East Coast of the United States agree to do it. We have lots of people in the UK said they want to do it. Abu Dhabi is going to be there. We've got at least some people in Australia and we've got some people in New Zealand. If you know people in other countries that I haven't mentioned who use solo or are interested, tell them about it because we want to smash all sort of records on Twitter getting people across the world chatting about it. So Solo, I like it, I use it. If you didn't get it, there's a hint on the back of my T-shirt. I advise you to have a go at it and talk to those of us who use Solo, and some guy called David in the corner who knows a bit about it as well. Thank you.